Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. It's our desire in this program to be a blessing to you and to help ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, you probably remember being overwhelmed with all of its sheer size and beauty. I remember finding myself almost in awe and marveling at the multicolored rock layers in God's Grand Cathedral that stretched over 277 miles long, 18 miles wide, and almost a mile deep. These amazing rocks in the Grand Canyon tell a God-sized story. Did you know that the bottom rock layer of the canyon is called the basement rocks or the foundation rocks? On these foundation rocks, or as a creationist would say, the original rocks of creation, rests the whole grandeur of the breathtaking view of the Grand Canyon that it is all built upon for all to see. The Grand Canyon is so vast and so majestic, it's almost even too much for us in our mind's eye to take it all in. But all this greatness of the Grand Canyon is nothing compared to understanding and comprehending the greatest story ever told of how the only divine, holy God, because of His great love for us, stepped into His creation personally, giving Himself all for us, taking our sinful place, all to bring us back as His purchased people by His precious blood to be in a right relationship with Him, both now and for all eternity. This is the story of God, the story of Christ in all of Scripture. All the Bible and all of its beauty and width and depth rests upon the ultimate foundation, the rock of the gospel message, the rock of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 28, verse 16 says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not be ashamed." Christ alone is the foundation rock which the whole Scripture rests upon and is built upon for all to see. Christ alone is our precious stone, the very cornerstone of our faith. Just like there are different rock layers or sediments in the Grand Canyon that are each unique and striking in color and beauty, but all resting on the ultimate foundation, so there are different layers of beautiful colors in the story of Christ. They are like massive gospel rocks in Scripture. Each of these gospel rocks are like foundational blocks of truth, but they are each built upon the ultimate foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. I personally believe that there are four foundational gospel rocks that all rest upon the ultimate foundation of the Lord. And these foundational gospel rocks, they must be clearly seen and understood before one can truly understand the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are many methods of how to share the gospel, but there is only one message. The four spiritual laws, the bridge illustration, the Romans Road, and many other gospel methods, they're all good and valid, but they all have one thing in common. The gospel message. Romans 10:17 says it like this, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So the question becomes, what is the gospel message? Last week on Telling Future Generations, we talked about the history of the wordless book and how the gold, dark, red, clean, and green colors, how they all came about, and how in CEF ministries, even today, we use these same colors to proclaim a simple yet clear gospel message to both children and adults alike. I am personally convinced that no matter what method a person might use in sharing the gospel, that these first four colors of the wordless book and what these colors mean and what they represent are the very essence of the gospel message, and that these foundational blocks of truth, they must be included in any presentation of the gospel. It's not about the method, it's about the message that it proclaims. So I'd like to briefly share with you today about these foundational gospel rocks. The first page in the wordless book presentation is the gold color that points us to the street of gold in heaven and reminds us of the purity and the holiness of God, telling us who God is. The first foundational gospel rock, who God is absolutely critical because it starts where the Bible begins, that God is our Creator. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Scriptures also make it clear that God, our Creator, is the author of this book, God's holy word. Every word in this divine book can be trusted because it was all given to us by God. The Scriptures tell us that God not only made us His creation, but He also loves His creation, for God so loved the world. God loves you and I with a perfect love because God is perfect. God is holy. God is completely set apart, having no sin, because sin and holy God can never go together. One of my favorite verses from the Old Testament that I really love is Deuteronomy 32:4 that says, "God, He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He." And that leads us to the second foundational gospel rock, who man is. Man is like a deep, dark, volcanic rock that is consumed and overflowing with hardened sin all the way to the core. Man is not God. Man is not holy. Man is sinful and sin-filled and will be ultimately separated from holy God all because of man's sin. Sin is anything that we think, say, or do that displeases God or breaks God's laws. Or another way of seeing sin is anything that misses the mark of God's holiness or falls short of God's glory. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You and I and all of mankind have not only missed the mark, but we keep on missing the mark every single day and don't even come close to making the mark of God's holiness, not even once on our own. Many years ago, when I was in South Carolina serving as a local director with Child Evangelism Fellowship, I had a retired military chaplain who just walked into our CEF bookstore to look around. After a short period of time, I soon realized that even though he was a military chaplain, that he and I were not on the same page in our belief and our faith in Christ. The military chaplain then told me that he called himself a New Age Hindu and approached the Bible and taught it to the troops as a literary book to be studied like a work of Shakespeare. But after an overlong conversation with him and coming to a complete impasse over sin and God's holiness and God's only provision for forgiveness through Christ, he took out a piece of paper and he drew a line and he stated that it was his whole life's goal to keep coming closer and closer to that line so he could, in his definition, be freed from sin when he had hit the mark. But then he admitted that no one can ever completely touch that perfect line. What the New Age Hindu military chaplain that day refused to accept and all the other false religions of the world continue today to teach and that are blinded to see is that close isn't ever close enough and no one can even come close except Christ. One sin in God's eyes is an infinity of grand canyons of lengths away from hitting the mark of God's holiness. And on top of all the sins that we commit, the Bible makes it clear that we are all born in sin and we are by nature are dead in our sins and dead to God and are completely incapable of doing anything good, anything right, anything that is acceptable in the eyes of God to be made right with Him. The bottom line is that a holy God must punish sin, and sin cannot ever be where God is, resulting in eternal separation from God forever. But because of God's great love and His unending mercy, God made a way so that you and I do not have to be separated from Him, and God's way was through sending His Son, His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought, what is the gospel? The gospel is God's righteous way of saving unrighteous sinners by the righteousness of God's Son given to us by God's grace all through faith in Him alone. The gospel, simply put, is who Jesus is, what Jesus did, and what Jesus offers. And that brings us to the red color of the gospel rock. Of all the colors in the Grand Canyon, the red-walled limestone rock stands out and it's the most eye-catching. I remember taking trips with my family out west when I was a little girl, and my dad would often say that he just loved those red rocks and they were his favorite color. It is such a fitting color and a gorgeous color that fills the Grand Canyon. But on an eternal scale, it is the red color in the gospel story that makes all the difference, and it is the most precious color because it reminds us of the precious blood of Christ. We need to stop and think for a moment why the blood of Christ is so precious. The blood of Christ is precious, first of all, because of who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of God, God Himself, the second person in the Holy Trinity, who has come in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is fully divine, fully God, came and took on human flesh and blood so that He could take our place, taking on the sin of Adam's race. The Lord Jesus Christ is God Himself who has come in the flesh. The Lord Jesus left His home in heaven where He always was with His Father and was born as a baby in a special way like we celebrate at Christmas time. And Jesus, God's Son, lived an absolutely perfect life. There was no sin found in Him, no darkness at all. A pastor once shared with our student summer missionary serving with CEF that Jesus didn't just love you enough to suffer and die for you on the cross. Jesus loved you so much that He lived every day of His earthly life perfectly for you, so He could be the perfect sinless sacrifice to pay for all your sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ is precious not only because of who Jesus is, but also because of what Jesus did. The Lord Jesus, who knew no sin, willingly became sin for us. Jesus took on all of your sin and my sin and the sin of the whole world and gave Himself as our substitute, taking our place, taking the punishment that you and I deserve. Jesus willingly gave His life, He gave His blood to pay for our sin. Without the shedding of the blood, the Bible says, the giving of blood, there's no remission, there's no forgiveness. But the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'll never forget the conversation with the military chaplain that day. The more I kept coming back to the need of forgiveness of sin and that Christ was the only way through his shed blood alone, the more adamant he became, and he finally stated, "I reject the blood of Christ," he said. "I reject that Christ can do anything for me. Only I can own my own sin. Only I can do that." I still pray for him today when I think of him. I would ask that you would pray for him too. You see, the red page is the most precious color, yet it divides like an eternal canyon between those who by faith accept Christ's shed blood for their sin and those who reject it. There is only one way to cross the great divide, and that is only through faith in the cross of Christ. But we need to remember that what Jesus did doesn't end at the cross. It also is exalted in the empty grave. We love and see you have to teach a simple yet clear verse to the children that we even do with hand motions that says Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And now, because of what the Lord Jesus did for you, you can have your sins forgiven and receive God's gift, the gift of forgiveness of sins and eternal life with him. And that leads us to the crystal color rock, the clean rock, the sure rock of God's forgiveness of what Jesus offers. For all those who would believe in him, take refuge in him as their cornerstone, their ultimate foundation. God's word promises that as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Just this past week, God encouraged my own heart while I was thinking about the message of the Wordless Book and these gospel foundation truths. Two friends of CEF walked into our bookstore this week. One man, who has a big heart for evangelism, he asked us to put together Spanish children's ministry materials to be shipped overseas to Guatemala to help a church over there as they put together a vacation Bible school outreach before Christmas. Do you know what curriculum we ended up choosing? We chose the 5 visualized Bible lesson series of the Wordless Book, including gospel tracts, gospel bracelets, children's songs, memory verses, and other devotional booklets and gospel tools, all wrapped around the message of the Wordless Book, these same foundational truths. Then another one of our volunteers that same day came into our bookstore who was a team leader for an after-school Good News Club here in Illinois. And do you want to guess what she wanted? She told us that they had just finished teaching a CF missionary story lesson that was called Mandugu, that was a true story of a Muslim boy who came to Christ in West Africa that had the story of the Wordless Book in it of how he came to know the Lord. And she wanted to get a Wordless Book for every one of the children in her Good News Club and give them a Wordless Book to remind them of the story that they had just learned. The message of the Wordless Book, it never gets old, it always stays new, because it is the foundational message of all Scripture that beautifully portrays the gospel rocks, the gospel rock of who God is, who man is, who Jesus is, and what Jesus did, and what Jesus offers, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life through faith alone in him. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord encourage your heart today, like he encouraged my heart this week, that the gospel is and will always be the power of God unto salvation for all those who believe and place their trust in him as their rock, including the generation to come.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.